Stuff with Steve Huddersall on Radio City Talk.
4 days to go to the 228th Merseyside Derby. Who's going to get the upper hand? Let's chat with John Dernan about this one. Morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Can't wait, as always. What sort of game are we going to see?
Well, hopefully an entertaining one, really. I'll take a game like last week any time of day rather than a boring one. But it's going to be an interesting game because the simple fact is Everton are flying at the moment. It's a rich vein of form, and obviously we've seen Traverse got back into our routine. So hopefully it'll be an entertaining game.
Looking at both teams, you get the idea that this could be one that where both teams score.
Oh, I would imagine. I think anyone who was looking at that would say there's going to be goals in the game. But how many times have we done that? Like I said, I just hope it's not one of them turns into one of them board draws where the everyone cancels each other out, not really going for it.
Do you wish within your career you'd had more of a chance to play in those Merseyside derbies as the local lad?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the Merseyside derbies I played in were like the mini derbies, but again, you were getting over 12,000. You know, I think the biggest one I had was 17,000, 18,000. That's how popular it was back in the day. You know, it was really something to look forward to, and there was a lot of local lads competing in them games. And I mean, you got the taste of it there, and to actually play in one where there's 45,000 people there, I think must have been thrilling to play, and I certainly enjoyed them back in the day. So I can't see anyone not enjoying games like that.
Of course, for you, though, I mean, as a local boy, it was a little bit more significant. You look around the squad now, Liverpool doesn't really have much of that, does it? Maybe Trent Alexander-Arnold's the closest to a local lad within the Liverpool side, if he makes it on the bench. Everton have got a Ross Barkley, but it's very much been sapped of that local talent.
Yeah, I think the players who were there when Carrow there, and obviously Stevie G, you know, I think they must have drummed it into them how important it was to win, basically not lose against your rivals in the city. I think if the players are sensible and clued up about that, they must get it. They must get that kind of fire wherever city they're from and whatever country they're from. But, I mean, a Merseyside derby, obviously, it's above expectations. And some of them just don't get it, which I don't get it sometimes. I think you must realise they're living in the city or living around the city, and you must get the vibe and how important it is to actually win the game and how important it is to the fans. So the players must understand what's at stake here.
Be interesting to see how Everton approach this one, won't it? I mean, under David Moyes, they were far too conservative. Under Roberto Martinez, you know, he suffered 2-4-0 defeats, and his sort of flamboyant and passing style of football didn't work in Merseyside derbies. And all that has led to this one-sided record for Liverpool since 1999.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous record. I don't think Koeman would do that. I think if he sits back and does sort of like the tactics, say the lesser teams come and they've had a bit of luck with that, I can't see him doing that because he's got better players. They're, like I said, they're playing well. They've got some good players. I mean, it's a big loss for Coleman to have such a horrific injury. I mean, he was an outstanding player for them this season. And, well, by the way, we wish him all the best, a speedy recovery. But, I mean, that's a big blow for them. And it could be a morale boost, a morale downer for the lads, for such an important player to be out.
Yeah, obviously they've got that concern over Schneidlin as well, haven't they? And Liverpool probably monitoring Jordan Henderson to the very last minute to check that he's all right for the fixture. It'd be a shame if Henderson misses out, but at the same time, Everton do need Schneidlin.
Definitely. But would you play Henderson, Steve? I mean, I'm not so sure. I think Chan has he's come to his own a bit the last two games. You know, him alone in that middle of the field without having Henderson around, I think he's thrived a bit. He's took a bit of the mantle on of being a bit more what they need more out of him. And he's excelled, especially against City, and he scored against Burnley. So, I mean, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Henderson's going to play. He probably will, but for me, I wouldn't play him.
Interesting, isn't it? I mean, I think Chan stepped it up in the last game. He scored the winner in the one before that, didn't he? But again, he didn't have a brilliant game as a whole at Anfield that day. I don't know. For me, Jordan Henderson, if he's fit enough, and that might be the issue, you know, 7 weeks out, are you match fit when you come straight back in after 7 weeks out?
No, you're not match fit. You don't know what kind of training he's done. behind the scenes. I mean, you can get fit, but like you said, there's a difference between match fitness and being fit. It sounds mad, but there is a difference. Like I said, I'm not so sure. If you were to ask me, I don't think I'd have him in there. I mean, his energy and his all overall enthusiasm and being the captain, you know, you might think it might give him that little bit more. But for me personally, if I was picking a side, I'd more or less go along with the one that played against City.
Now, is it a game that'll bubble over? The referee for the weekend is Anthony Taylor. So the Premier League fixture, which has produced more red and yellows than any other, is going to be officiated by the referee who's shown the most cards this season. It might not be as relevant, that stat, as it would have been in previous years.
No, I mean, come on, Steve. What hard men have we got on our side? most of them couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. I mean, there's no hard players in there, and I don't think Everton have got, like... It's different now. It's about commitment. You can't make tackles in this day and age anyway. So, I mean, the only ones that are going to get booked are the ones that who just showed out all the enthusiasm. It's ridiculous now. It's gone out of the game. So, I think if you everyone planning, it's going to be a ferocious, fiery contest. I think some days are gone.
It's obviously a shame that it comes off the back of this international break. You mentioned Seamus Coleman. That is a massive miss for Everton. He's been really influential this season. At the same time, you know, for Liverpool, a couple of players in Firmino and Coutinho travelling back from Brazil. I'm not sure whether a Merseyside derby sits well off the back of an international break, I think is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of them. It's a horrific one. If say you get beat against City and then you go into the break, I mean, it's festering in your mind and it's spewing in the back of your mind. But coming off a good result, a good performance as such, there's a pluses and minuses for the fact that they have these breaks. I don't like them, I think. But like you say, when you've got qualifiers to play, you've got to play and you've got to play sometimes. So there's a good thing about it and there's a bad thing about it.
Let's get some thoughts off you off of Ronnie Moran. We didn't discuss this last week. So the sad passing of Ronnie after 9 this morning, we'll be playing a special John Keith out where he's in conversation with Ronnie Moran. Well, what sort of influence was he when you arrived at the football club, John?
Oh, he was a fantastic bloke. I mean, words are not enough what you say about Ronnie. He really was. Everyone said he was the good cop, bad cop. Ever was good cop. Ronnie was the bad cop. But, I mean, what Ronnie did, he got in your mind is the fact that, you know, you could think, God, he's hard. You'd hate him one day. But he had the knack of when you actually were there and then you realised he was doing you good, he was helping you. And he was tremendous at getting his point across. You know, sometimes you thought in the wrong way, but when you look back in hindsight, everything he'd done was brilliant, the way he worked your mind against you. And he did have his soft spots. I mean, I've had a couple of occasions where, I mean, I've had the rollickers off and he'd call you big time, you're thinking you've done well in the game and you come off and, you know, he'd knock you down with a little comment. But the next day, you come in for some ice or whatever, and he come in and he give you a little pat on the back, put the ice on you, look after you, mother cuddle you, and just go out the room without saying anything. And then you think, you've got his appreciation there, and that's all you got. And that was the most appreciation you got out of Ronnie.
So he had a unique ability to sort of control your temperament and your mood.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and do you know what? He, on the training pitch as well, you didn't want to, if you tackled him, whatever, you knew the next one you were going to get booted up in the air. And that was just, it was all about confidence building and, get character building. That's all it was with Ronnie. And like I said, when you look back and what the things you'd done, and you thought, you know, you questioned it. You didn't have to question it. It was all part of the Liverpool way where psychology, they were working you, they were testing you, and they were getting the best out of you, how you responded.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.